95.5.
Yes, yes, yes. 1,000 times yes.
KLOS.
It's Friday, man.
It is Friday, yes.
It's Friday.
It is Friday, yeah.
Let's call it early. I'm calling an audible. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
All right, let's go home.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
See you later. Good night.
Let's talk about today's show. We're actually going to do a show today.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
Really? Mm-hmm. All right.
You live. Yeah.
All right.
Every Friday at 5, we do our All Request Fest.
Yeah.
So whatever song starts your weekend off right, that is what we will play.
I got one here that is way out in left field, man. It's a crazy song someone asked me for. I'm happy to throw it on.
I love way out of left field.
Yeah, yeah. That's loud, crazy, weird thing.
Also, you name your car? People name their cars.
Yeah.
A lot of people name their cars.
I did.
I've never.
Really?
No.
I had one that I named my first car, now that I think
about
it.
We'll talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour. Yeah. We'll ask for your calls.
Yeah, yeah.
People are dumb on the way, and one American dollar.
Oh, we're going to play for a buck.
And this is different, Sluggo, because I am going to say that you're an expert in this field.
Oh, no. Oh, that means I'm going to fall flat on my face.
And that you need to get 7 out of 10.
Oh, man, that's harsh.
To get the dollar.
That is hashtag harsh. Come on, it's Friday. How about 6 out of 10?
7 out of 10.
Damn.
I've looked at it. You know it.
Yeah, well.
You will be able to do it.
I smoked quite a bit this morning,
that's
man.
That's a good point, and I didn't add that in.
We'll
figure it out. We'll do it next. One American dollar is next on 95.5 KLOS.
Those guys finally out doing the stadium tour 4,000 years after it was originally planned. Def Leppard.
A tiny delay.
Yeah, right? The latest from Def Leppard from their Diamond Star Halos album. I got a weird question for you. This is horrifying. This is terrible.
All right.
You remember the Hysteria album from Def Leppard? Yeah. Do you know how old it is? Just turned a couple of days ago? Yeah! It's wrong. This is from the 80s.
I was going to say 40.
Yeah, 35.
35.
I just turned 35. What? Do you remember when you turned 35? No.
Because
it was a million years ago.
I don't at all. All right, it's time for one American dollar.
Dude, I need to win this dollar, man.
No one has won a dollar yet.
That's right. No, you. Oh, no. Uh-huh.
I
had to take my stupid quarters home.
You didn't get it.
Do you have an actual dollar or you got quarters?
I don't.
It'll go on credit.
All right. I'm going to make you come up with, I'm going to say 5 of these.
5? Oh, that's so nice of you. Wow, good.
5 of the top 10.
I can't do anything on the spot, I have found. I'm terrible at it.
That's why I went down to 5, because
this
is for the greatest guitarists.
Right. Which should be very easy, but I just, anytime I'm on the spot.
We play 7 of them here.
7, okay. All right. In the top 10, you're saying?
Yes.
Of this, where's this list from? Your butt!
Loudwire, I think, or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Sure, that's good.
All right. So top 10 guitarists of all time.
All right, when you said it a few minutes ago, immediately Eddie Van Halen came to mind.
Eddie Van Halen, 1.
And Jimi Hendrix came to mind.
Jimi Hendrix is number 1.
Oh, well, good.
Okay, so you got 2.
And then I fell right on my face. I'm like, I don't know.
That's it?
No, I've been thinking. I've been thinking since the little commercials.
Okay.
This one's probably wrong, but I have to say he should be on the list. But I don't know, maybe in the top 10. You're getting the buzzer ready, aren't you?
This is the top 10. I don't know what I'm getting ready.
I bet you're getting the buzzer ready.
I don't know.
Prince. Because he's a damn good guitarist.
He is a damn good guitarist.
I'll go with classic, though. Joe Satriani pops to mind. Is he in the top 10? Oh, come on. He should be in the top 10.
He's not. But when you hear the top 10,
you're going to be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
So you've gotten 2.
Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page.
Oh, good. Okay.
Look at that. Number 2.
And here's where
you have one more guess.
Those
can't
of you
get
5,
so my dollar is safe. Yes. This is the thing.
Yeah.
Everybody that's playing at home knows all the answers.
Oh, yeah.
But when you're put on the spot like this,
exactly,
it's impossible.
Especially with the studio audience over there watching, you know,
right? They're all laughing.
The crowd, yeah, exactly.
All right, so we just need one more out of the top 10.
Eric Clapton, I suppose, is on the list. Oh, okay,
that is correct.
And I have one more. I thought Randy Rhoads is probably on there somewhere. One would hope. Oh, come on!
Here's the top 10.
All right,
Brian May.
All right,
The one I didn't think you would get is BB King.
Oh, yeah. All right.
He's 9th.
Sure. No, that makes sense.
8th, a little fellow by the name of Kirk Hammett.
Shut up.
Maybe you should have. I don't know. 7, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, yeah, SRV. Good old SRV.
6, a little fellow by the name of David Gilmour.
I would go back. Oh, yeah. Oh, jeez. Come on.
5.
I mean, I'd go back and replace SRV, though, with Mr. Satriani, I think.
All right.
I think I'd do that.
I'm not asking your opinion.
No, this is no, it's very important.
Number 5, maybe you should have come up with Slash.
Oh, I did come up with Slash, and I forgot. And I didn't write him down on my little cheat sheet here. Ah, crap.
You came up with the top 4, though. You came up with Eric Clapton,
yeah,
who was 4th. 3rd is Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
Did you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2nd is Jimmy Page, and 1 is Jimi Hendrix.
Well, there you go.
So you got 4 out of 10.
So do I get 90 cents?
The dollar is safe. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
We like to, you know, we highlight people that are dumber than us so that it makes us feel better.
There's not a very limited list, but we
can occasionally. Right, it's hard to find.
Yeah.
But occasionally we can find one and people are dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
North Carolina woman sets fire to a house to get revenge on her ex.
Okay. Right.
Set fire to the house.
Slightly overreacting there, no matter what.
Wrong house.
Oh!
Her ex did not live there.
Oh, man, come on.
Listen to this news report.
There was a bizarre arrest in Rowan County. Deputies took a woman into custody after they say she went on a wild rampage, causing extensive damage to a home. And what's worse, they think she targeted the wrong house. This all started on Friday at a home on Fraley Acres Lane in Gold Hill. Investigators say Christy Jones set the house on fire, stole a dog.
All right, hold on.
What? Stole a dog?
She set the house on fire.
I don't know which is worse.
Then she stole the dog.
Don't steal the dog. Leave the dog alone. Well, get the dog out of there, I
guess. This woman is crazy.
Psycho. Dumb cow.
And then she goes on to
damaged an above-ground pool and even put Flex Seal on the garden hose.
What on the
Flex Seal on the garden hose? She goes on to say, so they can't put the fire out. The garden hose doesn't work.
And she, I see. I wonder why she damaged the pool, so that way she can't use the water as well out of the pool. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
To keep anyone from using it to put out the fire.
Wow.
In all, deputies estimate that damage to be $20,000.
North Carolina.
How crazy is
that? Wow.
They did eventually find the dog and took her into custody. Deputies say she targeted the home thinking it belonged to someone.
Why'd they take the dog into custody? Man, just if you're going to burn a house down.
She burned the house
down.
When
you choose to be.
Stole the dog.
And ruined the dog.
Ruined the above ground pool.
When you're going to destroy the above ground pool.
Destroyed the hose.
When you're going to ruin a hose, you know, just make sure you got the right house. How do you not? Oh, you dingbat. You bloody dingbat.
And by dingbat, you mean the best.
Yeah, yeah. She's pretty cool, actually.
Yes, Christy Jones, 49 years old. People are dumb.
I do believe that Tom Likas and Flash Friday would approve of this story you're about to share, Kevin.
What other gig do women flash their boobs at you?
Truck drivers, a lot.
Yes, truck drivers,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I can see that.
School teacher? No, I suppose not.
Rock stars?
Rock stars, yeah, that's probably it.
There was a story about Mick Jagger, and I looked it up, and I wanted to get some audio from it so that I could play it for you, because a woman in the crowd flashed him, and then he flashed her back. He just pulled his shirt
off. Showed the moobs?
Yeah, he showed the boobs.
That's hilarious.
But all I could find was the computer reading the story.
Oh, those are the worst.
The computer voice. It's either the worst.
Or the best.
Or the best.
Yeah, you're right.
I think in this particular case, this computer may be the best.
Okay.
Sir Mick Jagger delighted his fans at the Rolling Stones gig in Madrid, Spain, on Monday when he flashed his chest at a topless fan. The rocker, 79. Shared the hilarious clip on his Instagram stories on Tuesday night during a rendition of I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
The Rocker, 79.
I can't get no satisfaction.
It is better that way. You know what? Get rid of all the newscasters. Get rid of all the DJs. Get rid of everyone who talks for a living. Let's have that dude just
You've been trying
all.
To replace us from the beginning.
Yeah, I am totally honest.
More than 40% of people name their cars.
You know, you mentioned this when we first got here today, naming cars, and I thought, well, I've never named... Oh, wait, I did name my first car. And then I realized I also have a car right now that has a name that we talk about all the time.
Really?
Yes. It's a friend of ours gave it to us, and so we named it after her, Natalie, so it's Nat. And I didn't even think about it. We hey, where's Nat? Oh, Nat's on fire again. Better
That's
go put
hilarious.
It out. Every day we talk about Nat. I forgot.
A new study found 42% of people name their vehicle. The most common names?
Yeah.
Betsy and Betty. I don't know why.
That's odd.
I don't know why. And then they go on to talk about the emotional connection between you and your car.
Now, we don't really have a connection with my car, Nat.
Owners spend so much time in their cars, and memories are made there. Is what they say. So you've had some good times in Nat.
Woo! Nope.
Women are how much more likely than men to name their cars?
72%.
7%.
7%.
Yep, 7.
Likely. That's it?
Yep. A majority of the survey, 73%, said naming a vehicle fosters a stronger bond with the vehicle.
Get out.
I've never named a car in my life.
My very first car was a green Dodge Dart, and I used to drive loads of my friends around in it. I got it really early. I was like 16 right when I got my driver's license, and they named it the Lean Green Rocky Machine.
I like it.
It was so stupid.
I like it. If they give you your car name, that's great.
So that was its name.
But I apparently...
Really? I mean, why? Why are you so... Dead to the world.
I'm not dead to the world.
Where are your emotions, sir?
Not with my car.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. I just never have named it, but apparently people name their cars.
Yeah.
So 818-955-KLOS, if you have or had named a car, or you were with somebody that named a car.
Yeah, let's hear your car
the
names.
The more embarrassing, the better.
Yes, please.
The worse, the better.
The weirder, the better.
Yes.
Yeah.
So 818-955-KLOS. Tell on yourself. You name your car.
And what is your car's name?
And why?
Yeah, exactly.
Most importantly, 818-955-KLOS.
Okay, Marcy just sent me the name of her daughter's car, but I don't know how to pronounce that. Can you pronounce that? I can't pronounce, I'm terrible with names.
Fatiana?
Fatiana.
Yeah, Fatiana.
Oh, well, there you go. Why? I like it.
I like it, too.
She just texted me. That's awesome.
Must be a fat car.
Yeah. And that was, by the way, Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen Epiphany on KLOS.
We're talking about you name your cars. KLOS, hello.
Hey, happy Friday.
Yeah.
As well.
Woo!
You name your car?
Right. Yeah. Well, I was really young when I named it. It was a family car that I owned back in the 90s.
Right.
It was a white Nissan Pathfinder, and I called it the dump truck.
I like that.
That's a funny name.
Yeah, that's a good name.
Thank you for calling.
Right on, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi. You name your car?
The Buford Mobile.
The Buford Mobile?
That's pretty great.
Buford T. Justice? Why?
No, Buford T. Jones.
I'm
Buford.
Because what?
Because I'm Buford.
Oh, you are Buford.
Your name is Buford.
Buford T., yes.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
Or Kevin Whisper.
Ah!
I knew it was you.
Ah, I did not.
Nope.
Thank you, Buford. Bye.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, my wife named a 69 Volkswagen Squareback I had. It had rotted floors and an exhaust leak that came right up into the cup.
Excellent.
It's the Kevorkian Mobile.
That's the best name so far.
Yep. Beautiful. Thank you, sir. 818-955-KLOS.
You name your car. Why?
Yeah, man.
The man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Horns up.
Woo! 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Kevin, is this inspiring you to name any of your cars?
No.
No?
I've never named my car.
Come on, man, name your car.
42% of people name their cars.
Yeah. How we got someone in the studio we're going to talk to in a little bit about naming.
It's his bicycles.
Yeah, bicycles. His bicycles.
It's happening.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I like it, though.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I've got I used to have a 63 Oldsmobile Holiday, and I called it the Dusty Nugget.
The Dusty Nugget.
It was a little gold. I hardly washed it.
So it was basically, it was gold. It was gold covered in dirt.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
Something a prospector might drive.
Right.
Yeah.
Right
yeah,
on, man.
Pretty much. All right.
Thanks for calling, dude.
You
too.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, I did. My current car is named Ticonderoga.
Whoa.
Ticonderoga? What is it?
It's like after these pencils from like way back in the day.
Why?
Did you say you
what's
named
the
it
connection after a pencil?
After a pencil?
Because it's like the dumbest thing I could think of.
Okay. All right. Well,
is it a dumb car?
We agree.
You know, it's slower than my last one because I have a lead foot, and my boyfriend's like, you can't have any fast cars anymore, so.
You just said lead foot, so you've got an obsession with pencils.
I must. I mean, you could erase them on like pens, so they're more forgiving.
Huh. I'm gonna erase this call.
Yes, please. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Pan. Like bread, but pan in Spanish.
Why?
because I like being in this nice, warm-ass pond car. I like when it gets nice and wet.
I think there's something very naughty in here. I think there's something very, very...
Well, he likes it when it gets nice and wet, and so warm. I would say so.
Nice, wet, and warm.
All right, take it easy.
All right, y'all.
Thanks for calling, man. See ya. 818-955-KLOS.
You name your car?
Tour buses have to have names. Bands must name their tour buses.
I would guess so, yeah.
Right? Sure. Yeah, 100%.
Sure. It's 955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sligo. We're talking about people that name their cars. And Stu.
Stu!
Hi!
What's up, dude?
Walking into the studio.
Hey.
You built this radio station in the 1940s.
I haven't been in here forever.
I know. I feel like I haven't seen you in a month. Yeah.
Marcy stayed healthy. She hasn't been doing anything crazy. So I haven't had to fill in for her. And, you know, you guys,
she hasn't been arrested in a couple weeks. So,
so it's nice to be in the room.
It's nice to see you. Thanks. And Stu names his bicycles.
I do. I've got a fleet of bicycles.
A fleet?
Really?
Do you still have all of them?
Mostly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Tell us
now, you also ride motorcycles. You don't name your motorcycles?
I do not name the motorcycles. Okay. The motorcycles are just, you know.
What's that disconnect then exactly? Why?
I don't know.
You have an emotional connection to your motorcycle?
I do.
That's what I would assume so.
I totally do.
All right, bicycles. What are they named?
The bicycles I sweat on, you know. So the bicycle that I retired, that was my main roadie, was called White Sweating.
White Sweating?
Like White Wedding. And I don't know why. I don't particularly like that song, but...
Did you retire the name and hang it up on the wall?
Kind of. Well, the bike, it's like my B bike. It's my backup bike.
Well, don't tell it that.
So when you're going to ride into the bad neighborhood to buy the whatever it is you're buying that week?
Yeah.
You ride that
exactly.
One.
Exactly.
So we got White Sweating.
White Sweating is at home.
Okay.
Here at the station, I keep a bicycle, which is a hand-me-down. It's actually a 10-speed.
No one cares. What's the name of it?
It's called Blue Streak.
It's just
because you ride on it naked.
Because I ride it naked through Burbank. It's like, so that's keep dangerous. An eye out for me. Blue Streak. It's an old Strava. Doesn't matter.
Bianchi. And what was your third?
And my primary bicycle now, my road bike, is called the Knife.
The Knife.
The
Knife.
Why do you?
It's a steely gray color. Mm-hmm. It goes fast. And so it cuts through the air with me on it. It's such a nerd trip.
I don't
know
the percentages of people that name their bicycles. It was 42%
anyone past
cars.
The age of 12, generally.
Well,
anyway.
On Strava, they make you identify your bicycles. And probably most people just say, oh, you know, it's a Cannondale.
Of course.
XR12. But I'm like, you know, screw that. I'm gonna give it a stupid
sweating.
Creative name. White Sweating. This is the Knife. And
in just a few minutes, we're giving away tickets to Disney California Adventure Park.
That's right.
First, we're talking about people who name their cars. You do, sir?
Yeah, Rosalinda. It's a 1974 Oldsmobile Cutlass Salon.
Do you listen to Billy Joel in it a lot?
Yeah, it had an 8-track in it when I got it.
Oh, all right.
I love 8-tracks. They're the best.
Yeah.
The song would fade out right in the middle and then come back.
Yep. And then it would come back after.
She took care of me after my divorce. I slept in it for a while.
Oh, that's wow.
That's so much sadder.
She took care of me.
Well, that's good. Nice.
You know?
How did she take care of you exactly?
Those rainy nights. Nice, you know?
No, I'm just kidding. Thank you.
Dude, thanks for calling. Thank you.
Rosalinda. KLOS, hello.
Hey, yeah, I got a great name about that. I gave my car.
All right, we'll be the judge of that.
hey, bro, it was called Almost.
Almost?
Almost?
You ever see that movie, Apocalypto?
No.
Yes.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah. When that dude tells up dude, Olak, like he almost got dead, no?
So
I used to call my car Olak because 99% of the time I was almost not making it to the gas station.
Gotcha.
Bro, you guys are the greatest, man. Can I give a shout out, Steve?
Sure, do it. Ahead.
Bro, I want to give a shout out to all the union carpenters, especially local 661 in Silmar, man.
661! 661! 661! Thanks for just sitting there, Kevin. Thanks for calling, dude. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Just sitting there. You bastard.
I was watching you. KLOS,
hello.
Hi.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello?
Hey, what do you name your car?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I named her Lucille.
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. Why?
No, no, it's because she loves Little Richard, and when I start her up, she goes, whoa!
Five KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Friday's at 5.
Friday!
We do our old request fest, so what do you want to hear?
Hi, can I put in the request for Tool?
Tool?
Uh-huh.
Always happy to play Maynard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who, what's your dog's name?
Murray.
We're much more likely to play a song if somebody has a dog.
Especially named Murray. Murray!
That's what I say all day.
Nice. That's awesome.
Where is the Tool helper monkey is my question. Three people know that Tool helper monkey.
It is KLOS. It's our old request fest. What can we do for you?
Hey, Kevin Sluggo, can I make a request?
Yes. Yes, please.
The song's called Squeeze Box.
Ah, the Who.
You remember that one?
In of course. And out and in and out.
Guys.
Dad never gets no work done at all.
Who are you?
Farmer Tony from Chino.
Right on, Farmer Tony. Here you go.
Have an awesome weekend, guys.
It's our old request fest. You can reach us on the phone, 818-955-KLOS, although not for a few minutes. And you can tweet us at Kevin and Sluggo.
That's right. We like those electronic requests.
Joni, are you calling to get into Disney California Adventure?
Yes.
You are caller 13.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
That means you win. How long have you been trying to win these tickets?
We just heard that we were just driving on the freeway. It was our first try.
Wow. It was your first try. A lot of people hate you right now.
Yeah. Don't tell the people next to you while you're stuck in traffic because they'll be pretty angry.
Well, congratulations. Awesome. You got a 4-pack of tickets for KLOS's summer invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th.
This is awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Hey, and while you seem to have some luck rolling, what song would you like to hear? Maybe it'll start suddenly for you. Maybe it won't.
Oh, what song? What song do you want to hear? Oh, I can't even think right now. I'm so excited. Let's hear some Skid Row.
Skid Row! I wonder if that'll happen. Here comes the song. I guess we'll see. That's for Thomas, who says he is, in fact, going on vacation soon, making me jealous. Enjoy!
It is KLOS. It's our old request fest. Hello!
I would like to hear the birthday song from the Beatles, because today is my birthday, and I just left the KLOS blood drive and donated blood.
Oh, nice!
Well done! Thank you!
Which one did you go to?
Long Beach.
Awesome. Very cool. Yeah, it was pretty much all jammed up today. There's a few spots left for tomorrow.
Just go to redcrossblood.org and search KLOS to find a location near you.
I don't suppose we should ask how old you are, right?
You can ask. I'm 66 years young today.
Nice. Look at you. Well, thank you for giving blood. That's very gracious of you.
Yes.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's my pleasure. I've been donating in the blood drive for years.
Great.
So. Very cool. Well, enjoy your KLOS t-shirt.
Thank you. I will. I'm looking at it right now in the front seat of my car.
Nice. Perfect. Right on.
And one last thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
It is our old request fest on 95.5 KLOS. Hello.
How about House of Pain, Jump Around?
Wow.
What a great suggestion.
That is such a great Friday song. I haven't heard that song in I don't know how long.
Well, you have the wrong shuffle bin, my friend.
Who are you?
Henry,
happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you.
You know it's from 92 because he references Sega.
He does, yes.
Last time you played Sega.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is our old request fest. What can we do for you?
Can we do some Judas Priest?
Hell yeah. Which one?
Breaking the Law.
Breaking the Law.
Yeah, why not? I can't see any reason. Why not? Let's do it!
Yes.
He's sorry for yelling.
It's okay. You guys rock.
For Jimmy in Palmdale, what did he hear? Spoon Man.
Hey, I got a request here from Vinny. I was very happy to fill. Carlos is doing well and is anxious to be back up on stage soon. He just needs his rest. You know, Carlos Santana, not feeling so good, but doing a little bit better, apparently.
He's the best.
He is. I love him. I love his tweets. I love what he has to say out there. So happy to do it for you, Vinny. Good request. Here you go on 95.5 KLOS. Nothing but love for Carlos Santana.
The 41st annual KLOS Blood Drive is today and tomorrow.
That's right, happening as we speak.
And there are still some positions you can book an appointment online where you serve a limited edition 41st annual KLOS Blood Drive t-shirt. Go to redcrossblood.org and search for KLOS to find a location near you.
So when they stick that in your veins, you can still get that t-shirt. People love seeing that t-shirt. I love wearing them out there. People are always like, ah, that's awesome.
Yes, they
44, do. 41 years of it so far. All right, so it's our Request Fest. Who's this for?
This is Chair Brockett is for Claire Thorpe.
Claire Thorpe.
Yep.
That sounds weirdly familiar.
Hmm.
That's odd.
I haven't.
Huh?
I don't.
Big 10-inch
record. Who is that for?
That was for Juan in Anaheim.
Well done, Juan.
Good request.
It is the All Request Fest on KLOS. Hello.
Can I request Avenged Sevenfold?
Yeah. We'll try and do that. It's the second Avenged Sevenfold request you got. Did you, is that texted or tweeted to us?
It was tweeted to us, yeah.
Did you tweet us as well?
No, I texted earlier, but I wasn't sure if that had gone through.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got your tweet at Kevin and Sluggo, and now your telephone call, and thus your song. It has been exactly 3,000 years since I played Avenged Sevenfold as Bat Country. And who was that for?
That was for, on Twitter, Geometric Bananas.
Oh, yeah, it sends us stuff a lot, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, very cool. Thank you very much. Look at the time, dude.
It is time for What We Learned. Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. One American dollar we played today. We asked for the top 10 guitarists of all time.
Now, you would think I'd be able to get that. And I think if I were sitting at home just drinking and smoking, I probably would have.
Yes.
But I didn't get the dollar.
I mean, you got a couple.
I got a couple.
You got Jimi Hendrix, who was number one. In People Are Dumb, a woman burned down her ex's house, stole his dog, ruined his above-ground pool, and glued his hoses shut.
But as it turns out...
Wrong house.
She attacked the wrong house.
That was not ideal.
People are dumb.
And people who named their cars, a guy called saying that his car had exhaust leaking into the automobile, and they named it the Kevorkian Mobile.
That's beautiful. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
Oh, and one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Oh, my. Oh, hell yes. I say that all the time because of that damn song.
You sure do. It is the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. It happens August 25th. If you'd like to join us, you get a 4-pack of tickets. Call right now, 818-955-KLOS. Be caller 13, and you will join us. Good luck.
So just a minute ago, we told Kathy that she was caller 13, and she's going to go to Disney's California Adventure Park with us on August 25th. And she said, and we're quoting now,
I haven't had no sex!
And then she went on to say,
oh my God, you just made my whole weekend. Thank you so much.
August 25th. KLOS's Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park happens. And we have a 4-pack of tickets for you right this second. If you want to call 818-955-KLOS.
Be caller 13 and win.
Good luck. KLOS, who's this?
This is Monica. Am I caller 13?
Monica, you're caller 13.
Woo! Oh, my God. Thank you.
You got a 4-pack. Congratulations. Right now, this second, though,
mm-hmm.
KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
Is what we're giving away tickets to. It is a 4-pack of tickets. And if you want those, be caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. KLOS, who's this?
This is Joni.
Joni, are you calling to get into Disney California Adventure?
Yes.
You are caller 13.
Yay! Oh my God, that's awesome.
That means you win. How long have you been trying to win these tickets?
We just heard that we were just driving on the freeway. It was our first try.
Wow. It was your first try. A lot of people hate you right now.
Yeah. Don't tell the people next to you while you're stuck in traffic because they'll be pretty angry.
Well, congratulations. Awesome. You got a 4-pack of tickets for KLOS's Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th.
This is awesome. Thank you guys so much.
If I can take this moment to pitch a thing that I'm doing, because I do this every year.
Right.
I'm pedaling San Francisco to Los Angeles.
I do
it every year in about a month.
Which bike?
Wow.
I'll be using the knife.
Okay, the knife.
And I'll be pedaling San Francisco to LA, and I do it for the Arthritis Foundation.
That's awesome.
And I'm raising funds for the Arthritis Foundation. I've got a dear friend that's suffering right now. Like, this is just such a weird coincidence, and she's got rheumatoid, and it's killing her.
Right.
Or it's certainly impeding her. Anyway.
How can people help?
Yeah.
They can go to hornsupradio.com and click on my stupid face, and that'll take you to the donation page for my fundraising page for the Arthritis Foundation.
Hornsupradio.com.
Hornsupradio.com. Please go over there and click on that.
And also come in just before you leave, and we'll push it again.
Yeah. That's a hell of a ride, man. How long does it take you every year?
We do it in 8 days, which is actually a leisurely pace. We average about 70 miles a day.
Damn.
And, it's a 530. At minimum, it's 530 miles. I take the scenic route, so I do a little bit more.
But. You know that we have cars now.
I've heard.
Okay. That doesn't raise as much money. You know, it's not quite as impressive.
Yeah, I don't name my car.
Okay.
I name
my car. HornsUpRadio.com.
HornsUpRadio.com.
All right.
Thank you.
George Harrison brought in his own brand new Moog synthesizer to the studio on this day in rock in 1969 for the Beatles to record Because, which is probably why it's one of the greatest psych songs ever. Motown hooked Stevie Wonder up on this day in rock in 1975, signed him to the largest contract for a single artist in history at that point, $13 million over the next 7 years for 7 albums. Punk rock was alive and well on this day in rock in 1977 when a bull ring in France hosted a festival that featured the Police, who were quite punk rock at the time, and the Damned and the Clash.